KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some of the sports activities from the weekend. Atlantic Cam wrestled in the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont dual tournament on Saturday, and the Trojans went 4-0, picking up the tournament championship. In the first round, Atlantic Cam defeated Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont 53-27, getting wins from Garrett McLaren, Abram Moore, Joe Weaver, Chase McLaren, Caden Stutzman, Connor Pellett, Kenny Jimerson, Mitchell Williamson, and Cale Roller. In the second round, Atlantic Cam, a winner over Wilton, 66-14. Abram Moore, Joe Weaver, Steele McLaren, Jackson Bell, Chase McLaren, Caden Stutzman, Peyton Fusen, Connor Pellett, Sam Martin, Kenny Jimerson, Cale Roller, all were winners for Atlantic Cam in that match. In the third round, Atlantic Cam beat Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas 65-3, with Atlantic Cam getting wins from Garrett McLaren, Abram Moore, Joe Weaver, Steele McLaren, Jackson Bell, Chase McLaren, Caden Stutzman, Connor Pellett, Kenny Jimerson, Sam Martin, Mitchell Williamson, and Cale Roller. And in the finals, it was Atlantic Cam over the Waukee JV, 47-24. Garrett McLaren, Abram Moore, Joe Weaver, Steele McLaren, Caden Stutzman, Peyton Fusen, Connor Pellett, Kenny Jimerson, Cale Roller, all posting wins in that championship match on Saturday in high school wrestling. In college basketball, Nick Norton scored 14 of his career-high 31 points in the second overtime as Drake beat San Diego 110-103 last night in the championship game of the Las Vegas Classic. Brady Ellingson hit a three-pointer for Drake in the closing seconds of regulation, and San Diego's half-court heave went wide. The Bulldogs hit 7 of their last 8 shots of regulation. Anthony Murphy made 1 of 2 free throws to tie it at 93 in the first overtime, and San Diego got to the other end for a shot, but it didn't hit the rim at the buzzer. Norton banked in a three-pointer to give Drake a 103-100 lead, and he made 6 straight free throws in the final minute. Ellingson made 4 three-pointers and scored 25 points for Drake. Norton made 5 threes, hit all 10 of his free throw attempts, and also had 6 rebounds and 7 assists as the Bulldogs improved to 10-2 now on the season. Well, Houston was the only top 25 men's basketball team in action on Sunday, and the 21st-ranked Cougars cruised to a 75-44 win over winless Coppin State in that contest. Iowa center Luca Garza is sidelined after spraining an ankle at practice on Friday. The sophomore center missed Saturday's win over Savannah State, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says he won't play on Saturday when the Hawkeyes host Bryant.
He sprained it at the end of practice. He's hurting right now, so we'll see.
Garza's second in the team in scoring and rebounding and hopes to return when the Hawkeyes resume Big Ten conference play January 3rd at Purdue.
It's a matter of, you know, how he responds. You've got a diligent game plan for how to take care of this thing. I mean, the next couple days is still ice, get the swelling down, and we'll see where he is when he gets back.
Moving on to football, Russell Wilson threw for 3 touchdowns and Chris Carson ran for 2 others as the Seahawks beat the Chiefs 38-31 to clinch an NFC wild card berth. That was a game heard here on KJAN last night. Carson rushed for 116 yards and Wilson threw a 2-yard touchdown pass to Ed Dixon with 7:31 left, giving Seattle a 31-21 lead. Kansas City fell to 11-4 and failed to clinch either the AFC West or a first-round bye, despite Patrick Mahomes, who was 23 of 40 for 273 yards and 3 touchdowns. Elsewhere in the National Football League on Sunday, it was Minnesota beating Detroit 27-9. Atlanta beat Carolina 24-10. Indianapolis down the New York Giants 28-27. Green Bay rallied to beat the New York Jets in overtime 44-38. Dallas clinched the NFC East title with a 27-20 win over Tampa Bay. Cleveland, a winner over Cincinnati, 26-18. New England beat Buffalo 24-12. Philadelphia downed Houston 32-30 to stay alive in the playoff hunt. It was Jacksonville over Miami 17-7. The LA Rams beat Arizona 31-9. Chicago down San Francisco 14-9. The Bears clinching the third seed in the NFC. New Orleans beat Pittsburgh 31-28, and with that, the Saints are the NFC's top seed heading into the playoffs. Tonight, well, it's Denver at Oakland. Nothing exciting. Denver at Oakland in the Monday night contest in the NFL this evening. The Iowa Hawkeyes will leave for the Outback Bowl on Wednesday, and they'll play 18th-ranked Mississippi State on New Year's Day. That's fewer days in Tampa than their last visit after the 2016 season. And Coach Kirk Ferentz says one of the reasons is their new indoor facility.
What we can't duplicate is the weather, obviously, at Florida in Iowa City. But, everything else, I think we have a good chance to operate out of here, and the guys are comfortable. They're sleeping in their own beds, that type of deal, and instead of being in a hotel for 9 or 10 days. So I think we're comfortable with the plan.
After a few days off, the players returned to Iowa City on Saturday night.
I think we feel pretty good about the path we're on. And, the way the calendar falls, too, it's always a little bit different. And this one, I think, affords us a chance to be prepared. So, there's no excuses. We'll have a good opportunity to be ready to go.
Hawkeyes are 8-4 heading into that New Year's Day contest, which we'll have for you here on the radio. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. We'll start the broadcast at 9 o'clock on January 1st with the pregame show. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones arrived in San Antonio on Sunday as preparations continue for Friday's Alamo Bowl against 13th-ranked Washington State. The 24th-ranked Cyclones are expected to bring a large fan following with them.
We're really fortunate to have one of the best fan bases in college athletics. So, there's been a great buzz around Ames, Iowa, and, our fan support's been tremendous all year long, and I know they're excited to come down here.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones are 8-4, and they enter the game having won 7 of their last 8.
It's really exciting for our program, our university, our fan base. I think opportunities like this are, what you really work hard for all year long. So I know our kids are really excited about this, and I know our fan base is as well.
Campbell wants the players to enjoy the bowl activities while remaining focused on the game.
I really think for us it's kind of that process of being really smart about understanding when it's time to go do football things, that we're locked into that process, but also enjoying, what these young men have earned. And so I think there's a fine line. I thought last week we had a really good week of preparation and detail. And, I think we come down here and really try to refine the game plan the best we can.
With the victory, the Cyclones would equal a school record for wins in a season.
Well, I think that's where you lean on your leadership and your football program. And, as coaches, I think we can create a great roadmap, but it's really up to the leadership in your program to say, what is this trip really about? And obviously you want to enjoy the, what you've earned. But I think you also have to understand that, unfortunately, in this sport, you're only guaranteed 12 or 13 opportunities, and what you do with those opportunities kind of define your legacy. So, this group's got a chance to tell a really powerful story, and I know we look forward to that opportunity.
That game's set to kick off at 8 o'clock Friday night from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Well, police say two LSU football players were trying to sell an electronic item when one player fatally shot an 18-year-old man trying to rob them. A statement released Sunday by Baton Rouge police does not identify the players, but a person familiar with the investigation told the Associated Press that the players are running back Clyde Edwards-Hilaire and linebacker Jared Small. Police say the LSU players called police, waited at the scene, were questioned, and were released while the investigation continues. In the NBA on Sunday, it was Atlanta over Detroit 98-95. Indiana beat Washington 105-89. Sacramento down New Orleans 122-117. Miami over Orlando 115-91. Boston beat Charlotte 119-103. Brooklyn over Phoenix 111-103. Chicago beat Cleveland 112-92. Minnesota over Oklahoma City 114-112. Golden State over the LA Clippers 129-127. Portland beat Dallas in overtime 121-118. And Memphis over the Lakers 107-99. In the National Hockey League Sunday, Columbus beat New Jersey 3-0. Carolina over Boston 5-3. Florida beat Chicago 6-3. Philadelphia 3-2 in a shootout over the Rangers. Toronto beat Detroit in overtime 5-4. The Islanders over Dallas 3-1. The LA Kings in overtime 4-3 over Vegas. And Arizona beat San Jose in a shootout 4-3. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.